Zone.
In brightest day, in darkest night, no Buka Jin shall escape our sight. For those who worship Corduroy's might, beware our power, Jean Lantern's light. Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. You know what I mean? We here with my son Colton.
It's your boy Colton, aka Pizza Parker, aka Holocaust meme.
And as always, you know, we got our son Gas floating in here going crazy. You know what I mean? And you know what it is, your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka Fly Clops, you know what I mean? Aka Professor D, to me, my triple X-Men, aka Old Man Dennis, you know what I mean? We here, you know what I mean? Like I said, welcome to another issue of the Patreon. If you guys are hearing this and you're not a Patreon subscriber, it's because, you know, niggas got that good graces. We mad excited about X-Men coming up. So basically what we're trying to do is you're getting a free episode. Now, I mean, this is for everybody to hear or see. It's going to be part of our X-Men series because, you know, X-Men 97 is coming up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We got mad excited and was like, yo, fuck it. We're going to run. Yeah, we're going to run back the old school X-Men animated series. You know what I mean? Do some reviews on it like we've been doing with Harry Potter and like Twilight and all that. And, you know, lead up to the fucking premiere. This is, niggas is excited and shit. So, you know what I mean? If you want future episodes on this, you're going to have to sign up to the Patreon. But, you know, this first joint, we got you. You know what I mean? This is on consignment, nigga. Like, this was you know what I mean?
Just for extra, you know, just for extra cops. I got shape up today. I got my hair done. If you want to see what I look like.
Hey, look, it's looking silky.
I'm beautiful.
It's looking silky.
I'm just saying, you know what maximum mean? Beautiful potential. Just
listen.
If you trying to see it.
You know what I mean?
And not only hear it.
Oh. Woo. Woo. You see it? You see it? Maybe it's Maybelline, nigga. You don't know.
Or maybe it's the Jean Lantern rings. Become part of the Jean Lanterns, man. Facts. Join our Patreon.
Alright, so X-Men 97 is coming up. Niggas is definitely excited. You know, Disney dropped the bag on this shit. Mm-hmm. They got the OG intro sound. You know what I mean? They got like voice actors coming back.
They didn't fully do it What If, which I'm happy about.
They didn't. But yeah, like, you know, I have my theories about how all this ends, but we could talk about that later on. So we started watching like the episodes or whatever. So we both took some notes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not gonna do like a super detailed review of every episode. It's a lot of fucking X-Men episodes, y'all.
I got I got some funny shit. The first thing I just need to get out the way.
What's up?
Is Jubilee saying, I'm just a normal kid with the most non-normal kid drip.
I'm not gonna show y'all all my notes. But my first line, I want him to read the first
acknowledge
line.
Acknowledge Jubilee's drip, right?
We didn't plan that.
The most, like, outstanding drip I've ever seen from, like, a character. Like, her drip was very outstanding.
She should have known she was a mutant just from her drip alone, son.
Honestly, she should have known she wasn't a normal child.
Yo.
From just having such great drip.
Yo. Like, she had the full coat on. It wasn't even cold out. She had a full coat with a short sleeve long coat, nigga. Just put that together real quick, son. In the yellow, she was going hard. With the shades, nigga, at night.
Also, Jubilee with one of the greatest jokes of all time. I have the joke.
We're going to get
Jubilee. Playing arcade game, powers goes off, destroys machine. Store clerk, do you know how much that costs?
She pulled the shades down, nigga. She goes, nigga.
Yeah. Pull shades down.
A quarter.
Cook this nigga. Then he immediately goes to racism.
Oh my God.
He immediately goes to species. And he goes, Yo. Hey, you're one of them, ain't you? I was like, did he just call her an N-word? Did he just use a hardy R just now on mutant?
Yo. All right. So I want to go back for a second because what he's talking about happens just a little bit later, but I wanted to cover some shit first.
Yeah, got it.
The Sentinels, my nigga. Like, are these niggas light on their feet? Because, like, This nigga walked into her neighborhood.
Nobody
broke through her wall, nigga.
And nobody
knew. Her parents were downstairs and they didn't hear anything. The mom came upstairs like, yo, Jubilee, are you asleep? Jubilee. And then saw the hole in the wall.
Missing room.
Nigga, did you not hear this senator walking down your block? Him. How is that possible, nigga? Like, how light on their feet are these niggas, son? Yeah, that's some special 90s technology.
It's gonna get
nigga.
Even funnier.
It's gonna get crazier.
It's gonna get funnier
saying,
with the Sentinels.
I just wanted to put that out there to start. Like, these niggas is mad light on their feet.
Apparently, their stealth mode, like, as next gigantic level. Fucking Transformer type robots is crazy.
Next level, my nigga. I also want to give X-Men and just Fox props, because I do think it's always funny when, like, now when people talk about, oh, you know, woke this, woke that. The X-Men was like 1991, and the first mutant that we saw was an Asian American mutant, you know what I mean? With white parents being hated by white people. I just want to put that out there. This was 1991, and we was kids. They were telling you since back then, nigga. Like, that was not some new shit. Like he said, like the stunt in the fucking arcade was hard, nigga. Like, and
also another thing about the Sentinels.
What's up?
Them niggas is slow as fuck.
Bro.
They pull up late every fucking time
like
so far. Niggas pulled up right after, like, damn, it was a mutant here, wasn't it?
Shit. Damn.
God damn it.
Nixed it. Yeah, like he said, the racism, I always thought that was mad funny, because after she cooked them, it was like, yo, where else can he take this? He can literally only take this to the
He
to
says
the mind,
only
nigga.
Racial time. He says racial time.
It was what else can he say? Like, there was nothing else. Now, we get to one of my favorite parts. We meet the baddies. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so this is 1991, nigga. You a kid. You seen a... Nigga, you in a mall? If you want to sell malls in 2024, nigga, tell me there's like a fucking Storm and Rogue just shopping
crazy.
For shirts and shit,
the
nigga.
The real baddies.
I am going. I don't care what... I'm going,
I'm
nigga.
At that mall.
It's lit.
I'm at that mall.
We at King's Plaza, nigga. It's lit. Rogue is there, nigga.
Also, my son Gambit, first nigga with a shicey trench coat and fingerless gloves to get hoes. Like, he
I just want to talk about Gambit for a second. You know Gambit is a real-ass nigga slash whore when you can try to bag chicks buying cards, nigga.
Yo.
Anytime, anywhere, my nigga. Like, cards, bro.
Nigga
playing cards.
Was legit risen up shorty with a half shiesty on with his face showing.
That's the whole point of the shiesty is not to know who I am. He's just like, yo, fuck it. Nigga.
Fingerless gloves.
Going crazy.
And a trench coat. Like going a real crazy. Like the real Night Deviant.
Going nuts,
going
nigga.
Crazy.
I respect
real,
it, though.
Real niggas do real things.
I gotta respect it. And now I'm watching the episode, and at this point, I do like it's kind of like empathy, because I'm thinking like, all right, I like how they're showing us the mutants, but yo, if you are a Sentinel and this is your first day on the job, nigga, what a bad first day,
yeah,
bro.
That's a horrible
you went
first
to go
day.
Pick up this.
I know you're a robot.
Yo, you went to pick up this teenager, nigga. And you bumped into Storm, Rogue, and Gambit, nigga. What a bad fucking first day, bro. You are in the trenches, my nigga.
Horrible. But.
What's the odds these niggas all shopping at the mall, bro?
He pops out. They all pop out with their powers.
Yep, go crazy.
Jubilee is like, she's obviously mad dashing for her life. And then we get to one of my favorite
God.
Parts.
I'm about to be a hater, nigga.
With Dennis. All right, Dennis, let me just set this scene for them.
I'm already boiling, nigga.
And then I'll let you go crazy. Because I watched this live with Dennis. And we seen... Basically all X-Men except like Cyclops and Wolverine, right? So Jubilee runs outside into a parking lot. The parking lot is like empty as shit.
Why is he so
slow? Shut up. That parking lot's empty as fuck. There's like no lights. There's only cars. The first few cars are like red, purple, gray, white.
Yeah, tight.
And then the cars start being like yellow, blue.
Yeah, I was
yellow,
so mad. I'm
blue,
sorry.
Yellow, blue. So now it's like, this is the X-Men color scheme.
Oh my God.
And then there's one light post. There's one light post.
So fucking.
And she's about to run to where that light post is, and the Sentinel's getting close to her.
So
and
tight,
then under
man.
That light post, who is it? is Cyclops. And he's like, get down! He shoots like his laser at the Sentinel. And the Sentinel backs up, ah! And then he's like, are you okay?
So let me tell y'all how sourceless this nigga is. Let's just go into a minute and just talk about how sourceless this nigga is. I just told y'all that the cool niggas is in the mall in regular clothes buying shit. Why is this nigga outside his X-Men outfit in the fucking parking lot? Like a lame nigga.
Yo, leave him alone, man.
What a lame set. And then what made the shit worse? When the Sentinel shot the beam, he was like, oh, beams, huh? Try one from a pro. How long you practice that line, nigga? You was in a parking lot like a lame practicing it. You
ain't. He was also clothes. Under the only street light, like under the only.
They made his light. They made his visor glisten when he said his name.
Cyclops.
He was like, Cyclops.
Yeah. It was.
He corny. He's so fucking corny.
He was under the street light, so his visor was shining when he said Cyclops. And that's pretty hard. I don't know. I kind of fuck with it. He's corny in the cartoon. They don't really do him no favors.
No
but
favors
like,
in the cartoon.
I understood, man. Because sometimes, like, you got to get the X-Men fit off under the streetlight, nigga.
We at the mall, nigga. Go buy a jacket.
I don't
want
a jacket, nigga. I need to show the X-Men fit so they know who I am.
Oh, my gosh. Nigga is so sourceless. Anyway, so, yeah, she bumps into him. He helps her out by shooting the Sentinel or whatever. Literally all I could think about the whole time when he was doing that whole beam shit is just like, yo, one, that line is mad corny, nigga. You sound like you you're not even like a beam. You don't even got like a beam certificate, my nigga. Like, you're not even like a DeVry. Like,
the champion.
Are you an optic beam, like DeVry graduate, nigga?
Nah,
like, why are you telling? She is running.
Beam
champion. She don't care, nigga. Yeah. She don't care.
He's still a beam champ. You gotta let somebody know.
Oh my God, son. Like, yo, like that shit, yo. That shit. I was just like, yo, you sound like a cop, nigga. Like, you are literally, this is how cops act in the subway, nigga. Like, they
you gotta let him get shit off somehow. He don't buy drip, so he gotta get it off another way, bro.
Estás policía? Señor. Estás policía? Can't stand this nigga, son. Anyway, so she passes out. Cyclops does his corny shit. She wakes up. I'm not gonna let her. I'm on his neck.
All right, holding. Nigga, continue. Nigga, tell a story without being biased, nigga. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. So anyway, she wakes up in the X-Mansion or whatever. She's like, man, confused. Like, where the fuck am I? She manages to use her power. She breaks out of like the room that she was in. She bumps into Beast. But my favorite part is after she sees Beast, because he's not even really paying attention to her. This nigga's doing
that. Nigga's on the ceiling.
Yeah, he's on on the ceiling.
Yeah, what's up with this nigga, bro? Like, I get it that he's a Beast. But the 90s is so 90s.
It just feels like he's showing off, because who can see
you?
You
don't have to do that. You can stand regular, dude.
My nigga.
Nigga just on the ceiling using his beast feet to do beast shit, to be like, oh yeah, I'm Beast, by the way.
Yeah, like, and just doing
obviously,
like, the
motherfucker.
Like, yo,
imagine a motherfucker standing on the ceiling with blue fur that looks like a beast that jumps down and goes, my name is Beast. Yes, nigga, obviously. What is your actual name?
Like, yo, like, why are you doing this right now? So anyway, she runs and she gets to one of my other favorite parts is she walks into like this room and it's Gambit fighting with Wolverine. Now, these niggas are supposed to be sparring, right? Like, they're practicing. These niggas is like X-Men, and this is how they're supposed to spar and, you know, keep your skills sharp like we do in the Danger Room. These niggas are trying to kill each other, bro.
They're trying to murder each other, literally.
Yo, and then he gets on top of Gambit. And he starts his racism. I gotta let it slide a little bit. This nigga was born for, he's been alive for like 1500 years.
What did he say?
He was like, say,
oh. Nigga hate the French, bro. My boy hate the French. And
I was like, yo, why was that even?
I'm sorry.
He's your teammate, bro.
All the French people listening, close your ears. I agree with Wolverine. The French hate. I too would also insult a French opponent.
That nigga was going hard for no reason.
No reason.
You my teammate,
it's a reason.
Bro. Oh, but I can't get on Cyclops, though. Okay.
No, I like Gambit.
The whole country.
I like Gambit, but like I don't like the French. So it's a different situation there.
So we could kill on your ops, like Wolverine. We
can hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You got me. You got me. Motherfucker.
Anyway, so Storm basically kind of breaks down to Jubilee what the X-Men are, because it's like she bumped into Beast niggas. She see these two niggas trying to kill each other. Like, yo, where the fuck am I? So Storm, being the one of the few rational people on this team, was just like, hey, listen, man, you in a school for niggas just like you. We get powers. Now, I mean, this is where we go. We hone our skills and shit. Like, you welcome to kick it with us, you know what I mean? Like, I can't promise them other niggas is as chill as me, but you know what I mean? We go shopping and shit. Like, we be
look at us. We so, be outside.
You know, yeah, we outside. We chilling and shit. Anyway, you know, she found out that the robots or whatever that's targeting her, she wants to go back and check on her family, because it's like, yo, nigga, like, I woke up here, but I have, like, a mom and dad, nigga. Like, I still got to, even though they may not want me, like, I got to go check on these niggas.
I have a family, like,
and
they might be white, but, like, yeah, I got to go check on them. I love them.
This is probably the best part of the entire episode for me, because as a kid, I did not notice this shit at all. But watching as an adult is what makes it better.
Yeah.
She's running down the street like full speed, nigga. And then all of a sudden, you just see like the feet of a sentinel hiding behind a tree.
And then it zooms up, like, and the nigga's behind the building. Hold on. He's trying to hide behind the building, bro, but he's taller than the building.
Building, son.
And I have a screenshot. I can't wait to share all of this shit.
Yo, I was like, what type of whimsical, like, 1990, like, Looney Tunes, nigga?
Shit was crazy.
This nigga was hot. She did not see this nigga, which made the shit funnier. So she's still running. Then all of a sudden, she's the first person to actually hear a sentinel, because he, like, tries to do his Lightfoot shit, and she turns around and sees this nigga. She's like, oh, nah. So she shoots at him, tries to run off. Another sentinel pops up, so it's two of these niggas.
Well, now it's two sentinels.
And these niggas got special gas in their fucking fingers and shit.
Gas fingers.
Yeah, gas fingers
going
and
crazy.
Shit.
They and, like, upgraded.
Yeah, they upgraded.
Niggas, every time they lost, they came back. They was like, we gotta run get some
back.
Next shit.
Run it back, nigga.
Yo, what if we had gas fingers next time? I think that might fuck them up.
They not ready for gas fingers, nigga. So she did, like, they do the gas fingers, knock her out or whatever, capture her. She's basically MIA right now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Professor X, you know, because he found out about the whole Sentinel shit, that there's like a organization that has like all the fucking, not even just the X-Men, but just mutants in general, has like their real life locations and shit. And
they're trying to hunt them.
Yeah, and they're trying to like blow all this shit up to like protect the mutants, which I understand. It kind of, you know what it sounds like? Sounds like 23andMe, nigga. It literally sounds like
that ass.
Niggas got all your
DNA. We got all your DNA and we selling it to
we gotta get that shit out of here. So these niggas put their team together, whatever, which is cool. I get that. And they devised a plan to get into the building. I think it was kind of funny how they tossed this nigga Morph over. And as a kid, I've never really understood fully how his morphing shit works, because it's like this nigga's morphing clothes, bro. Like,
that ass. How does that?
Like, how does that? Like, unless, which fucked me up when I sat and I thought about it. What if Morph is always naked?
What
nigga?
If he's butt ass, but he makes clothes? Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think he's
insane,
always butt ass, but he can morph clothing.
But hold on. That's nuts, bro.
You can wear whatever you want.
That's hard, but it's nuts, bro. Like, make it all the time.
I can pull a meat out at any moment.
But I got jeans on.
But I got jeans.
It's meat jeans, nigga.
I can dead pull the meat out at any moment. Just know that. And I won't do it, but like, just know that I could whip it out. Like,
all I gotta do is concentrate,
easily.
Nigga. All I gotta do is concentrate.
Sometimes you might sneeze and the meat might pop out.
Exactly.
Crazy. Look, I hope his shit don't work like that.
Yo, if his powers, he gotta keep his mind focused at all times, nigga. Because if he laughs too hard, he gets naked.
It might be innate. It has to be innate.
That's ill, son.
That's still crazy.
That is an ill power.
Or is it like one of those things where we don't know yet, but it's like some... Forge or somebody made like a bishop made like that tech
I don't know.
A bishop not there yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's like, just like, I don't know, I man.
It's just regular he's nigga just shit. He's just butt ass just all the time. And that makes me like Morph even more because he's a wild nigga because he be going out to battle butt ass.
But with a fit that with, he made his
and,
mind.
And he, all aside from the ability to transform, this nigga got like a little gas gun, nigga. So this nigga butt ass with a little gas gun.
Oh, shit. He learned from the Sentinels. He said, oh, gas fingers? I'm going to get a gas gun. That shit, yo, he be going crazy with the little gas gun.
He be giggling and shit. This nigga like the Joker, son.
Yo, honestly, I see why they did what they did, but I ain't gonna say it. But I see why they did what they did. Because, like, he was a weird motherfucker. Yo. I remember being a kid and being like, this nigga's weird.
Why he act like this?
Weird nigga? That's a villain.
But it makes sense because, yo, like, a regular nigga not just gonna be butt-ass like that. You gotta be a little off, my nigga. You have to be a little off. Giggling and shit all the time. This nigga's naked. That's why he's so fucking happy, nigga. This nigga's crazy, son. So, yeah. So, we talked about this in a past episode. But we gonna get to that in 1 second. Yeah. So, he jumps over, he gets thrown over the fence, he transforms into the guard, he gets the rest of the team over, they get inside the building or whatever, and right before they go any further, Wolverine does the, iconic on this podcast, nigga.
Iconic.
On this podcast. Yo. Whoa, nigga, whoa. And they're like, what happened?
What happened?
Nigga.
He's a lasers.
Lasers, nigga. And Beast asks him, like, nigga, you can smell
the infrared spectrum?
Ozone.
He said, no, you can detect the infrared spectrum. And he was like, he goes, I can smell it. And then he goes, ozone.
They got that shit off on as a kid, nigga, because
that was nuts. It didn't make any sense, but I loved it. I still love it. I still love it. An adult.
That's
like,
great.
It's even greater. Like,
this nigga can smell light. I fuck with it. You know what I mean? But yeah, literally it ends with them about to go into one of the doors where all the guards had the guns cocked on that door, like waiting for these niggas to come in, and the episode ends like that. Which for me, as a kid, even as an adult, I thought that was a pretty good, like, they covered a lot in this episode.
They did a lot,
you know what I mean? Like, and this was like 20 minutes, bro. Like a typical cartoon episode, like 20-25 minutes. They got a lot done. Like, Jubilee nearly got captured twice. We got mad. We had a fight with Gambit and Wolverine. Wolverine had a chance to be racist. Cyclops had time to be lame. Like,
oh my God.
Mad shit happened in this episode, bro.
And bad bitches like 20, was bad.
Bad bitches was bad. You know what I mean? Like, we had mad shit happen in this episode.
Jubilee Drip was immaculate.
Immaculate, nigga. She got.
He had the crazy one-liners.
Racism. Like, racism. We had mad shit.
Yo, we had. Niggas are signed to say mutants go home. Whole time these niggas are from Earth.
Earth, from the whole time.
They're
nigga.
From your fucking neighborhood, nigga. They just have powers.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about? Go home. If you say go home, they're going to just live next door. Exactly. You're still going to be mad.
You're going to be pissed for no reason, son. Anyway.
Yeah. The 90s racism crazy pipeline was pretty hilarious.
Which is hilarious because that's how it is now. Because niggas be still talking like that now. And it's like, yo, this is niggas home.
That's
like, where you want them to go. One thing I do enjoy when I have so far, watching these episodes is the majority of the racism is literally white people.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that.
All the crazy shit that be happening and being said in these episodes and all the signs, it is literally always white people, bro.
That
like, ass. It is like, yo, wait, what? Y'all even racist against white people? Nigga, Cyclops is white as fuck, bro. Like, he is like literally like if he did not have mutant powers, that nigga would have been a cop, bro.
Yo,
he would have been a cop. He'd have been a cop,
Scott
son.
Would have probably been a cop. But relax, dude. Or he might have been Star-Lord. Who the fucking knows?
Would have been a fucking cop. All right, episode 2. Like I said, it ended with the guards on alert. You know what I mean? Because they knew niggas is in here. Turn up, like get the laser guns and shit. The team, basically they make it to where all the files are and they start like destroying shit because, you know, they trying to protect niggas, right? I do think it was kind of funny, even though I understand it for like, you know, an episode, is this is the 90s, bro. Them computers was working fast as fuck. That nigga Beast typed in like one word and pulled up everybody's file, yeah, nigga. You crazy. Can't even get that shit to happen now on a Mac, nigga. The fuck? I was
and
like,
he was moving on them the green and black computers.
Yo, exactly. They
wasn't
nigga.
Even using like and
it wasn't even
random,
Windows. It was DOS. These niggas man, were using DOS.
Random
prompts.
New technology was popping up after they would do that, and I was like, God damn, y'all niggas is real computer wizards. What the hell?
It's the real geek squad, my nigga.
Yo.
And like we saw watching the episode and I brought up, it was just like, yo, these niggas are scared of mutants with powers. Meanwhile, in the 90s, y'all had laser guns? Nigga, like,
what the hell
why
y'all
am
talking
I scared
about?
Of niggas for, bro?
Y'all like, have equivalent powers. Y'all also have like tanks and all types of, y'all have fucking robots that apparently could sneak up what? On hundreds and thousands of people.
Why
like,
am I scared of you?
What are we worried about? Actually,
we got it.
It actually looks like we're the bullies. Because, exactly. Like, them niggas is running away from them
bro,
robots.
Why are y'all going after mutants when they putting money into the economy? These niggas were shopping in the first episode, bro.
Niggas was copping up, not bothering nobody.
Niggas trying to shop, bro. Yeah. That shit is crazy to me. Anyway, so while all this shit is going on, the team, they break out because they managed to destroy the computers or whatever. Gambit opens a part of the fence for them and everybody starts running out. This nigga Wolverine with short nigga rage decides to pick a fight with one of the Sentinels. And then like three more of them niggas pull up and he still ain't pulling off. He's just like, yo, I'll just fight all you niggas. And Morph with the classic Morph line that I always remember as a kid.
Yeah.
Wolverine, pull out!
Yeah.
Nigga dies, son. Like he got shot up.
Morph, man.
Real niggas, son.
Ah!
But in the moment, that's how you know Morph is really Wolverine's friend. Because these niggas clearly, based on how the cartoon has gone, they've been together for a while now.
Dead ass.
You they know Wolverine can take a hit and he can heal, nigga. He's why fine. Are you jumping why? In the way?
I kept asking, like, beam, why is he doing that for Wolverine who can heal?
He's the
like,
one person on the team like, that's good.
But
that's his man too. Son.
But that's his man.
That's his man.
And I'm gonna be real.
It's instinct. It's instinct,
like
bro.
We know Morph a little crazy. Like we know he be butt ass with his fits on. So like in his head, he was just like, no.
And this is why you know. This is why you know Wolverine took it even harder because yo, you trying to tell me my butt naked man's. Jump in front of a beam for me, nigga, and I can heal.
And
I'll be fucked
we not
up.
Gonna get back. What I'll the be, fuck?
I'll be fucked up, son.
Crazy. Yo, Wolverine is yo. Such a real nigga. First of all, out of my way, Gumbo is one of the best lines and crazy.
Yo, why
lines
did he sliding off his tongue like this? Like, yo, he mad racist.
Yo,
he just got them off the
he
hip.
Just
he gotta
was
think
going
about
crazy.
Them,
then we also get after Morph dies, right?
Oh, the iconic punch.
The iconic punch in the fucking.
He ain't say nothing to that. Nigga. He just said Cyclops. He turned around, nigga. Next time we use these, nigga.
Yo, but realistic, I get it. Yep, my man's just died. We not sliding, fam.
We not sliding?
Yo, and then we get another iconic.
Listen,
line.
I just want y'all to know, yo. If I was a mutant, my nigga Coulson jumped in front of me butt ass and took the bullet for me. We sliding. We sliding. I'm calling up gas.
Opposite.
We sliding.
Same way, sliding immediately.
We sliding, nigga. We
but
not leaving.
We get another iconic line. I go where I want to go.
And he uses that shit a lot. You know what
Wolverine,
I mean?
He hits us for the first time. I go where I want to go.
I do
and
what I
I'm
do, nigga.
Go slide for my
yo,
honey.
This nigga cut the car. Like, nigga, tell him I left him a convertible, nigga.
Yo, also a crazy thing to do. No funny shit. Like, as niggas might not like Cyclops, and, like, I was just very indifferent about Cyclops, I was like, that's kind of a crazy thing to do to a nigga car. Like, that's kind of wild. Like, I get that you mad. I thought he was just going to, like, scratch the side. Nigga said,
that went crazy, bow, son.
The fucking top off. Said, tell him I gave him a convert. Nigga, I can't drive this.
Say, yo, don't say my car's topless, nigga.
Say the titties is messy. And it literally was, nigga. Like, it was in a bad way, though. Yeah. I can't drive. This is dangerous. It's mad jagged metal.
They already don't like mutants, nigga. You making it hot for me,
fuck. Now they can see that I'm some Cyclops wearing freak.
But the top with the top down, nigga, like you got shit looking crazy for me. Bugging. So anyway, yeah, you know, he's fucked up about this shit, like going crazy. Now, I mean, he goes to like cool off, ends up in at a pool hall, obviously the 90s, all white pool hall. Yes, nigga, it's gonna lead to a fight. So these niggas ready to fight Wolverine until Cyclops shows up and he does the geek line again, like, oh, you're not gonna hit a guy in glasses, would ya?
Leave him alone.
Man. Would ya? It's like, bro, like, why you got shades on at night? But okay, whatever. So they felt like I felt, and they like tried to knock the shit off. Shoots the beam out, and they're like, yo, nah, put it back on,
put
bro.
It back put on. It back on. Hold on. No. You didn't give it the justice. Here's how it started. It was like, why you wearing them glasses? He's like, you wouldn't take
glasses.
And they said, take them shits off. And pull it up. He hits like crazy me. Oh, put them back on. So I love the 90s, man. Only the 90s niggas could get away with some shit like
that. Oh, shit. That shit
and they
funny.
Wouldn't be like Homelander getting fucking sizzled
word.
In half.
Because honestly, nigga, like, yeah. It's not even a fucking
what
fair
the
fight.
Fuck? The
but
first
anyway.
Nigga that would have pulled the glasses off with a guy's face melted
nigga,
off. Nigga.
Off, nigga.
And then it would have been like, oh, shit.
So I can't leave witnesses, so.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. So. Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, he basically tossed the Wolverine. He's like, yo, bro, like, please. You trying to slide? Like, how you feel? Because he was just like, yo, well, like, Cyclops, my nigga, you are a fucking policiana, nigga. I do not want to talk to you right now. I was coming here just to blow some steam off. He's like, listen, my nigga, like, we could slide on these niggas. Like, we found a base. Like, you with it or not? And he was just like, all right, bet. So we get the whole squad. And this is probably one of my favorite and probably earliest examples of you and your niggas rotting. Cause these niggas pulled up on the Sentinels, nigga, and went crazy on these niggas.
Nah, hold on. Did you really explain how Cyclops gaslit Wolverine into being part of the team again? Because I feel like that's a very essential part. Because I feel like after the nigga said, put your glasses back on, Wolverine was not with the shit at all. He was about to pull off on this nigga. And then Cyclops, corny, white gaslight master ass, lean on the car and go, I heard there was some Sentinels, all right?
You want to possibly do something?
Nigga, I don't know. I feel like we could slide on them
like
right now.
You know what I mean? Like, we got
Wolverine was like, where's it at, fuck? You predictable, violent fuck. I love you. Let's do
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is one of my earliest introductions to seeing niggas slide, bro. Like, the whole team pulled up. They were like, yo, nah, y'all fuck with my nigga Morph and Beast, nigga. It's, nah, we slide on y'all, nigga. And they went crazy, nigga.
Did we talk about the one Sentinel who got his arm chopped off and had to dip?
Yeah, that's how. All right. So leading up to the slide, because he told Cyclops basically told this nigga he had a plan. So he goes to see Jubilee's parents. And he's like talking about it or whatever because he's trying to lure the Sentinel out. So the Sentinel pulls up and he's like, gotcha, bitch. So he shoots the nigga. The arm falls off. He's like, oh, I wasn't familiar with your game. I'm going back home. So the Sentinel pulls back up to his own crib. It's like, yo, I got to get repaired. Listen, Trask. Gyric, the smoke bombs, the smoke fingers, these niggas are upgraded, nigga.
He said, first of all, it was a weird motherfucker. He thought he was using gas.
Yeah, like
we can't use gas.
We
no
gotta
more.
We gotta upgrade, nigga. This shit is not working. So he pulls back up to the crib. They're like, yo, follow this nigga, son. Follow this nigga, follow this nigga back to the crib. These niggas pull up in a hoopty. Niggas follow, pull the glass down, pull the fucking passenger side.
Say that.
On some Snoop baby boy shit, like, what's up, nigga?
He's like, yo, tell Wolvie we know where they at, man.
These niggas went once they started playing the X-Men music, I was like, all right, it's quiet for these niggas.
But then there's one part specifically that's a very 90s specific Looney Tunes ass moment that happens in the show.
Super whimsical.
Where Rogue is going crazy. She's wilding. She's beating the fuck out of Sentinels. And then the one sneaky, I'm going to call him Sneaky Sentinel. And in my headcanon, it's been the Sentinel that's been sneaking around this entire time. Lightfoot Sentinel. That nigga sneaks behind her and then bonks her, hits her with an almighty bonk. And not only does she hit, hits the floor, leaves a dust cloud, and has like an imprint, like a Looney Tunes character.
This nigga gave the most influential dap of all time, nigga.
He snuck up and bonked the fuck out of her. I'm not gonna lie, these niggas don't fly.
Yo.
So like he like literally slid in like a fucking ninja and then fucking bonked a shorty while being like, I don't know, if Rogue is 6 feet tall, this robot has to be like 30 something feet, 30 feet tall, bro. Like it doesn't make any sense how a 30 foot tall robot can sneak behind you when it doesn't fly. It
exactly.
Like, it was a crazy moment that I need Marvel Studios to bring back when they do that.
I enjoyed that shit. I enjoyed seeing Wolverine when he was like, this is for you,
this one's for you,
Marv. And then he stabbed the shit out of it. I was like, it's a robot, bro. Like, it's done after the first one. Like,
it was amazing.
He stabbed it as it fell, nigga. He was on some John Wick shit. Like, he just kept stabbing. Yo, wildin'. Basically, the episode ends. They get Jubilee back. You know what I mean? She gets a chance to say bye to her foster parents because she's just like, y'all niggas can't protect me like these niggas. So I'm rolling with these niggas from now on. So she pulls up to the X-Mansion or whatever. And, you know, Cyclops has a moment. He does have a moment. A slight redeeming moment. He was just sitting there on the chair like, yo, you think I did the right thing? Now, I feel like Jean, she didn't say, yes, you did the right thing. She said you did the best you could. Because I'm pretty sure she was still pissed too. She was... She didn't make this nigga feel better because in the moment, you know what that shit reminds me of? Is when people apologize, but they don't really apologize. They're just like, yo, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's not an apology, nigga. Like, you didn't actually say you were sorry for what you did. You're just sorry I feel bad about for the thing that you did, nigga. You didn't apologize. So it's literally the same thing where she was just like, yo, you just did the best you could, bro. Like, that was all you had in you. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I do appreciate that he did like have a moment where it was like, damn, we should have probably slid at that time, shouldn't we? I don't know. Like, I did what I could. He just wanted some reassurance. So yeah, we get to episode 3 and we're like with Beast. Cause Beast is just that one good, you got that one honorable, super that honorable ass nigga in the squad that's just like, yo, I know I could break out of here. I could literally break out of here if I really wanted to. But I'm gonna go through trial, nigga. And it was just like, Beast, but why, bro?
Nigga, like, chilling on a wall again. On a ceiling again. He's a ceiling, chilling ass nigga.
Read an animal farm, nigga. Like, just in here chilling. Now, we finally get, because at this time, like, I'm trying to think back to me as a kid. This is probably my first introduction to Magneto. Because before even the comics, like, it was the cartoon for me. And you find out that someone's trying to break this nigga Beast down, and Beast is just like, come on, Wolverine. Like, I know you wilding right now. Turns out it's not Wolverine, nigga. You see this nigga pull up with the hands crossed, like M. Bison, nigga.
Real awesome, crazy shit.
Ooh, he was just standing there, and Beast was like,
who the fuck is that guy?
Like, what? This nigga's just like, yo, like, you trying to get out, nigga? And I think he says something about Professor X, and that's how Magneto realized that he was gang. He was like, yo, you know Xavier, nigga? And he was like, yeah, nigga, we ran on the base. We was the niggas that ran up on the base and protected mad people.
That ass.
And in that moment, I was like, that do sound kind of hard. And then Magneto flipped it again, was like, and they left you here, nigga?
What the hell? He said, what the?
I was like, damn, he did get him.
Didn't he pick you up?
I was like damn. He was like, yo, y'all slid together and this nigga left you?
Shouldn't he have got you? Like, I don't know.
I thought that was your man's. He let you rot in prison, my nigga? That's crazy.
He kind of right.
He back in the crib right now. They make that one. These niggas drinking coffee and you in prison, my nigga. And I was just like, damn, this nigga, he kind of cooking right now. This nigga kind of cooking. So anyway, he explains like, yeah, you know, I don't want the humans to fear us. So I figure if I go through like the law and prove that I'm innocent or whatever, you know, they gonna have to respect it. He's like, nigga, you mean the niggas that's shooting at me right now while I'm standing here talking to you? Those are the niggas that you expecting to give you a fair trial, nigga, you're bugging out. You're bugging the fuck out, bro. And he leaves the nigga because it's like, yo, I can't help you.
Like, he said, yeah, you don't give a
you're,
fuck.
You're not on some extra shit
like me and my niggas.
Yeah, you bugging out right now, bro. Anyway, I did like Magneto because he was kind of like working these niggas. He's going crazy, you know what I mean? And I thought in that moment, how lucky must you be to be the nigga that like grew into like having like magnetic type powers on a planet full of metal, nigga? You are like the luckiest nigga alive, nigga.
That's like very great luck.
Yo, like of all the powers, you lucked up, nigga.
That's like very great luck.
You lucked up, son. Like I thought that shit was ill. Cause it was like, yo, it could have literally been anything else. We could have been a planet of just plastic, nigga. You're the master of magnetism and nobody cares, bro. Nobody
imagine it was the water
cares,
planet.
Nigga. Yeah, like just nobody gives a fuck, bro.
Yeah. You know what? He won though.
You lucked up. You lucked
especially
up,
in this era.
Yo.
If he was a caveman, he might have a little bit more problems.
You lucked the fuck up. So anyway, Professor X, this is why I didn't like because Professor X started talking about Magneto and he keeps calling this nigga Magnus.
Yeah, now, like, bro, who
listen,
the fuck is that?
You know what it reminded me of? It's like when you know that one nigga in the hood, and his name is like Trigger Finger, Killer Nigga.
And somebody will call him Kirk.
And Shorty keeps saying, Clarence. It's like, yo, you know his name is Trigger Finger, Killer Nigga 2000, nigga. What are you talking about right now?
You call this nigga Magneto now. Why do you call him Magnus? Because that was my man. Yo, like, hell, I know that nigga elementary school.
I hate that one person that just got to show everybody that they know you from before, nigga. No, nigga.
I'm not that nigga no more, nigga. I'm not him. You know who I am now, nigga.
Nigga, I'm Trigger Finger, nigga. Look what you fucking... Don't call me Clarence in front of people, nigga. So anyway, you know, like, you gotta, like, and I felt like in that moment, it was just like, Magneto gotta show you gotta be, you were being respectful the whole time, and you gotta be disrespectful to show niggas you was being respectful the fucking whole time. So this nigga starts wilding, you know what I mean? Beast is on trial. You know, they're playing around with Beast. They're just like, oh yeah, you wanna say a few words, please. Might as well. Like, they're like putting on like this whole show for this, and he's going along with the show.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Like, yo, you way too smart to not know sarcasm, bro.
Also, Beast had me dead because Beast is also the first nigga ever to represent himself, and I had 100% faith in him. Like, this is the first time I ever seen somebody go into court, be the overwhelming underdog, not favorite, be like, I'm gonna represent myself, and I was just like, he gonna get out this shit. That nigga finna finesse out this bitch.
This nigga be doing chemicals upstairs.
That nigga was reading Animal House on his head on the fucking and legs on the wall. Nigga, like a 3-year-old. If a 3-year-old had that power, they would do that shit. That nigga's a genius. He's gonna get out of this
shit.
Bitch.
I was crying while watching that whole shit go up. Now, he finds out, like, I feel like he kinda had like a and I know this is random, like a Fresh Prince Carlton moment when he found out that life isn't fair, like for real for black people. And as smart as this nigga Beast is, they were like, yeah, you're still not getting bail. You're going to spend your time in prison. Sorry. You're a flight risk. We can't let you out. Which to me is stupid because this nigga has superpowers. He could have just broke out if he really wanted to. Like, he's a flight risk wherever he is. Like, he's fucking Beast. So anyway, he gets, they deny his bail. So he got to go back to prison. And when that happens, Sabretooth pulls up. Know what I mean? Wrecking shit. And I thought it was funny because these niggas hate mutants so much, but they took Sabretooth down, nigga. They shot that nigga the fuck up. They lit that nigga up.
They lit him up. Yo, this nigga is usually a hater, but it was a bad moment. It was like, what the hell is going on? Is this fatal?
I was like, wait, hold on, nigga. Like,
relax.
They shot him the fuck up, bro. I was like, why y'all scared of these niggas? Y'all was using handguns in this nigga in court. Like, y'all shot this nigga the fuck up. So anyway, they send Beast back to his shit, to his cell or whatever. And, you know, they get saved. I don't know how Sabretooth managed to not get locked up, but this nigga went back to the X-Mansion somehow. Nah, I don't know how they, like, you can't just disrupt court and get shot and they don't, like, like force you into like, nah. Like this nigga got Tank Max X-Men.
He got the best lawyer.
Yeah, like, yo, can that lawyer help Beast?
Yeah, what the fuck, man? You got this yo, like, nigga represent himself yo, like, in an overwhelming yo, court man, that's not like, fucking with
this
him.
This nigga literally just disrupted on, court, man. Like, and got shot up and got come off, on, nigga. Like, fuck? Okay. But anyway, so he gets taken back to the X-Mansion. I thought that shit was hilarious the whole time. And one of my favorite parts of this episode is literally Wolverine says nothing. This nigga literally goes to the room, pulls out the... He's literally about to kill this nigga in his sleep, nigga. Like,
yeah, he was like, yes, sir, yeah. It's fucking time easy. To get rid of my op.
Yo,
I feel him.
A layup.
I feel him. He's like, this is a fucking slam dunk, dude. This is fucking
yo,
easy.
I am about to like murder this nigga while he sleeps. Of course, Professor X shows up like, nah, nigga, you can't be doing shit like that. You can't be like assassinating niggas like on the X, like we about peace, blah, 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 which is crazy to me because you got a whole danger room where you train
yo,
these niggas
deadass.
To be top notch assassins and killers. But sure, peace. I got you. Anyway, this nigga Magneto is on like the government military base. He's like letting like missiles and shit
he's
fly. He's going crazy.
Go,
and what makes this shit even funnier was he targeted the missiles back to the same bases that they were coming from. This nigga is devious,
he's
bro.
Devious.
I'm fucking with him. Like first time introduction to this nigga Magneto. I'm like, yo, this nigga Magnus is getting it done. Nigga.
Yeah, Magnus is doing what he got to do.
Trigger finger,
man.
Nigga.
I don't know about that. My boy Trigger Finger is wild. Crazy, I'm not gonna call him that other name because that he don't like that.
He going crazy. I'm fucking with Trigger
Finger.
He was bugging
out. He was going crazy.
So yeah, like so he's going crazy at the base. You know what I mean? Going like letting the missiles go off, and we're like he's like mopping the floor with the X-Men because these niggas pull up. These niggas do nothing. Like,
he's
it's
throwing
one,
them into
it's
each
one
other
on five.
And shit.
Like, this nigga's going crazy on these niggas.
He hitting them with shit.
Going,
he's just
like,
using
the magnum,
yeah.
The magnetism powers. Like, these niggas got nothing for it. Like, he literally just shot a magnetism beam at Rogue. Like,
yo.
She
like,
had metal on
I don't
her
even
at the time,
get it.
Right?
Like, I kind of don't
did that,
get it.
And she just
and
fell.
She
nigga.
Said, oh, fuck. My body feel weird. I don't
like,
know. Right. But hey, he did it, I guess.
Nigga. Cool. All right. Like you going crazy right now in your burgundy and purple. So yeah, this nigga's going, he's bugging the fuck out on these niggas. And Storm ready to self-sacrifice on some samurai shit. She was just like, yo, like I know what I must do to stop. Cause Magneto pulled off. He was like, yo, y'all handle this. Peace. So these niggas, the missiles go off. And she just, like, goes off to, like, try to stop them or whatever. And, like, Professor X is just like, nah, you know, like, you're the only black person on the team, so you can't die. So here's, like, the schematics on the fucking missiles or whatever. And as a kid, this makes sense. Like, oh, wow, like, this is mad fly. Like, she downloaded the schematics about the missiles. He downloaded it right into her brain, and now she knows what to do. Nigga, in actual real time, all she did was use her wind and direct the missiles into the water, nigga.
Omega level mutant. You feel me? That's what the 90s look like, nigga.
And then she shocked the missiles with her lightning. I was like, what did he download, nigga? Like, you just did what you would have probably did by yourself, nigga.
I mean, yeah, she could have just did that. Like, normally she could have just did that. Like, if it was that easy. But, hey.
I was like, yo, what did Professor X really just waste your time doing, bro? Like, okay. But you dazzled me as a kid.
I was
as
like,
a kid,
whoa,
I ate this
fuck?
Up. I was like, oh, shit, she's wildin', son.
It's the 90s. 90s logic.
Yo. Anyway, she passes out or whatever. Another thing I don't like is how, like, when she does her, like, super fly shit, like, her body's too weak to handle it and she passes out. But whatever. Wolverine catches her. And, you know, they head back to the base or whatever. Because, you know, like, they managed to save the day. So the episode ends on that because, you know, like the whole point was for them to stop the missile shit and they did. They took their losses and they got rid of Magneto for now. So cool. Like that's, you know what I'm saying? That's a win.
Yeah,
like,
that's a W.
So, you know, the episode ends. Cool. Now, I want, we kind of got through the more heavy shit. I just want to talk about episode 4. Episode 4. I don't know what the episode names were because I wasn't paying attention, but I titled episode 4 Professor G. And yeah. The G is for Gaslighter.
And
okay?
I call this one Holocaust.
And both names tie in. So Professor X starts the episode off literally invading niggas' privacy because he's inside Sabretooth's mind. Like, yo, bro, I didn't even give you permission to do that.
First of all, he was in a nigga head like, yo, first of all, you always been a loser, nigga. Like, but you could be our loser.
Like, he just like, yo, make... like, yo, why you so mad? Nigga, because racism, nigga. That's
he said,
why.
He said, look at all these kids calling you a fucking bitch and a pussy and a fucking weirdo.
Well, why you mad?
He said, you don't got to be mad at that. You could just work with us. Like, and it'll be fine. Like, no, it won't, nigga. Bro. Yo, and then my favorite part is when Charles invades his body and then he's a weird amalgamation of like Charles and like Sabretooth
connected.
But then Sabretooth's like, no, get out of my head, Charles! And he jumps into a wall, into like a fucking
a Rubik's Cube little cement wall.
And I love it because, yes, get out of my head. Like, bro, what are
you doing? Like, you invaded mad privacy right now. You're breaking some sort of law, nigga. Like, you're not even supposed to be here right now. I didn't even give you permission to do what you're doing right now. Like, how you plan to rehabilitate? Who told you I need a rehabilitation, nigga? I'm good being... My name is Sabretooth, nigga.
My name
like...
is Dead Sabretooth, gang.
What are you talking
about?
I'm
a fucking monster, nigga. You can't
What
stop
are you
me.
Fucking doing right now? So anyway, yeah, I wasn't feeling him doing that over-the-top therapist shit. But again, gaslighting. This nigga does a lot of that in this episode. He's doing this, and Wolverine pulls up like, yo, why you got my ops here, nigga? Because in the last episode, when Cyclops was like, yo, they're going to kill him. He's just like, good, nigga.
Good, let him die.
And like, you literally see Cyclops running off, and he looks back at Wolverine. He's just like, and nigga.
Like, yeah, he's going to die. Like, it's fine.
It's cool. I hate him. Like,
I actually hate this guy.
So imagine seeing this nigga get shot up. You like, all right, one less nigga out in the street, nigga. Now you get back to the crib. You cool now. You ready to like knock back some brewskis, nigga? My ops is dead.
Recruit this nigga?
And I see my op on the bed with the main homie of the X mansion,
yo,
nigga.
What are you Wolverine talking about, tries to son? Walk out with the nigga with the bed, yo, rolling the nigga out. Like, I'm like, gonna
Wolverine,
murder him.
They're
I'm
like, Wolverine, you can't do this.
He's
Wolverine.
Like, yo,
you
why
really
not?
Can't. You can't do this.
He's like, why?
He's like, yo, I've seen what this nigga can do, bro. Like, you. Like, if you've been inside this nigga head, you know what he's capable
Dead
of, bro.
Ass. You a
come
piece
on,
of
bro.
Shit. You didn't even look at the shit what he did to me.
Exactly.
So you really on some whack shit
you
right
on,
now.
Professor Gaslighter, nigga. Professor G, nigga. This nigga's going crazy. And then to make the whole situation worse, he was like, yo, Wolverine, for the next part of his treatment, I kind of need you here. What? Nigga, what are you talking about right now? What are you fucking talking about? What do you mean you need him? You need me to help rehabilitate him?
I'm
nigga?
Not doing that. I'm not.
He
doing
was
that.
Like, yo, as long as he's here, nigga, I am out. I am not fucking with this nigga. Like, I'm
you
dipping.
Stupid, weird ass niggas.
This nigga Magnus is back to my nigga Trigger Finger is
Hold
back
on,
to
a,
it again,
put a,
nigga.
Put a pin on I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, because that part is very important.
I'm gone.
I'm put out. I'm leaving. He's gone. I'm leaving, nigga.
Wolverine's like, fuck y'all. Y'all got my op. I'm stepping out.
Step. I'm
step.
Out,
all
nigga.
Right, continue.
So anyway, this nigga Magnus is back to Trigger Finger's back to it again, nigga. Like, y'all, I'm blowing up some shit. This nigga goes to a chemical, chemical plant. And start just blowing shit up.
No, hold on.
Before
we do that,
what's up?
Let's talk about the journey of how we got to doing this episode, because I think that's a funny story within itself. So there was a Twitter post, and this is why I call it Holocaust Beam. There's a Twitter post where they're like, what's some of the most fucked up things Professor X has ever done? And there happens to be a video where he wilds out in Magnus's head, right?
We're going to talk about it, yeah.
We're going to talk about it. But I really wanted to look at that episode. I was chilling with Dennis, and we was like, X-Men 97 about to pull up.
Word.
Might as well rewatch it. But I was really just looking for that episode. So we was going through episodes looking
just
for
trying
the
to find
suit
the shit.
And the moment. Like, and him just saying, like, it was in the gas plant. I remember seeing the gas plant scene. Then going a little bit forward, seeing the suit, and being like, this
we
is
got
it.
Him.
We got
we
it. We
got
him. And then we was like, we might as well just watch
just
the whole
watch
episode.
The whole shit. We gonna just
so, yeah,
watch the
continue,
whole fucking
continue,
shit.
Continue, continue.
So yeah, yeah. So this nigga's at the chemical plant full of just regular niggas blowing shit up, which is just an insane thought, by the way, because this everything in here is combustible, nigga.
It's
literally like being in a room full of Power Ranger suits, nigga.
Niggas bugging out.
Like, it's just everything in here is volatile, nigga. So this nigga starts blowing shit up, like, people are just running out. Like, they're literally in, like, this is like a worst case scenario if you work in a chemical plant. Like, you go to work every day, they give you like the rule book, and they tell you, like, worst case scenario is shit starts blowing up.
Yeah.
And it happens, nigga. It like,
just starts happening. And I think the funny part about it is the 90s is like, I was asking Dennis while we was watching, I was like, do you think those people could see those little squiggly rays? Or like, it's just, they just see something fucking up and then they run away.
I feel because like they were seeing
the
fucking
it up. It also dude. Looked like they kind of seen the squiggly rays, but then it also seen the shit fucking up, so they ran away. But I'm just like, because he hit, we were talking about earlier, he hit Rogue with the squiggly rays and she was just like, ah, what the fuck?
Yep.
So I was thinking maybe it's like radiation, but it don't make sense because exactly. he's magnetic.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
It was nuts. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, he's blown up the plant. He's just like, yo, where is Xavier, nigga? Tell that nigga to come see me or I'm going to keep fucking with these humans. You know what I mean? You sent your gang. Them niggas is pussy. I fuck all them. I packed them niggas up. I sent them niggas back to you. I want to see you. I want to talk to the big homie. So, this nigga sends the X-Men show up again. And these niggas do everything and make it worse. First person to make it worse, you guessed it. Esta policia, nigga. Like, this nigga shoots a beam. He tried it in the last episode. It didn't work. He tried it again. He shot a beam at Magneto. This nigga does the magnetism shit. It bounces off. It hits another one of the shits in the chemical plant. More shit starts blowing up. It's on fire now. This nigga packs everybody up after he knocks all these niggas out. The one thing he didn't prepare for, because it kind of felt like between that episode and this episode, he was like, yo, I'm ready for this nigga Charles. Like, I got this nigga now. This nigga is crippled. You know what I mean? I already fucked his team up. So when you put one and two together, nigga, like, I could take his squad and I could take him. This nigga can't walk. His team is pussy. I got this. So I'm showing up by myself and I'm gonna handle business by myself.
It was crazy.
Cool. Where's Charles, nigga? I fucked your team up again, nigga. Charles shows up. Listen, bro. It don't even gotta be like this.
Magnus.
Yeah, Clarence, listen. It don't even gotta be like this, bro. Like, we knew each other for years, bro. Like, it don't even gotta be. He's just like,
he said, yo,
don't care.
Throw him off the chain, then goes, this is your last, Charles.
And he just said, I wish if you have Patreon, nigga, you can see what we do. Nigga.
He said, Holocaust. See the Holocaust. You lived through the Holocaust. Watch your parents die.
Yo.
I was like, what the fuck? Yo, I'm not gonna lie.
Go ahead.
I remember seeing that and like even watching it over, I was just like, yo, okay. There's multiple ways he probably could have capacitated Magneto in that situation.
Bro.
Let's just say the 90s writing 90s wrote, right? And then I just feel like that is such a crazy fucking maneuver.
That is why he's the top gaslighter, nigga. Yeah. He took the one thing, nigga. Why would you show me my childhood? This is the shit that got me here now, nigga. Why would you show me that now?
Why would I be chilled after that?
Yeah,
why do you think that, like, after
you have made an enemy for life now, nigga? Like, do you know what you just did?
That is
an insane... Nigga, that is... As much as I just talked about how crazy Magneto's powers are to be on Earth, nigga, to have a nigga that... Your power... You can literally just invoke trauma, nigga.
That's fucking nuts.
You took all my worst childhood memories and showed them to me on a projector and then left.
That's fucking nuts. No.
You just left me like that. Nigga.
I don't like that. That don't
nigga,
make sense.
That's like you get like superpowers and you in like Times Square wilding out and all of a sudden your therapist shows up and reads off all of your trauma back to you like on paper, nigga. Gang. What are you doing, bro?
Like, yo, I'm thinking even further. Charles be implanting memories. Charles look at you and be like, you lived through slavery.
Yo.
He was a slave. Slavery. I'd fucking hate that. Why would he do that to me? That's so evil.
I thought you was peaceful.
What the hell is
I
that?
I thought you was peaceful.
That's crazy. Reliving through crazy trauma.
Yo, that nigga wilded out, son. That nigga really wilded out. That shit was... Definitely, that was just like, all right, we only on episode 4, bro. Like, all right, bro. That alone kind of showed me, like, he already made crazy decisions and tried to justify the shit. So anyway, before any of that happens, you know, we do see a couple moments where, like, Other funny shit to me happened. Well, one of them not being funny is when Storm kind of falls and like he shoots like the magnetism beam or whatever, and it knocks the wall on her, and she kind of goes back to her claustrophobia or whatever, yeah. And she kind of like trips out, and Rogue is trying to save her. The funny one for me was Cyclops, because this nigga shoots the beam at Cyclops and it knocks the poison, the gas or whatever, and he starts to cough and he falls down or whatever. And in that very moment, in my mind, I'm thinking, Batman would never, nigga.
I'm fucking crying.
Okay, as much as niggas talk crazy about, yeah, Batman would fucking never, nigga. You'd have
an apparatus to just nigga. Breathe, nigga.
Fucking like... never. You're an alpha level mutant and some gas. You coughed, nigga. You're the leader of this team. You cough. It don't got no time for coughing, nigga. Like,
you don't got like your suit. You here, don't nigga. Got like a fucking mask that you can just put on.
See,
real
now,
quick.
If you had shopped in the mall like the rest of the cool
I'm
niggas, you'd have bought a fucking. You'd have bought. All you needed
was to go to the tactical gear
yeah,
section.
Yeah, like a C95 mask, my nigga. Like, are you serious? An N95 would have got you
crying.
Straight. And that's niggas man's for real, son. That's niggas. That's niggas. This niggas really fuck with Cyclops
you
for real,
really
bro.
Hate that nigga.
For real.
You for real, bought y'all? It that gang. All right, man. Continue, man.
Anyway, so yeah, he does his fucked up trauma beam or whatever, and then we get Senator Kelly is running for president, which clearly as an adult, this is just not good. This is on some Trump shit. This nigga's just like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna run for president. I'm gonna win. And then we gonna handle this mutant situation by taking them to these rehabilitation centers, because you know these niggas is fucked up. But nobody, they chilling. Like everybody's been cooling the whole time. Clearly, he has nothing but slavery planned for these niggas. But whatever. All this shit is going on, and Sabretooth is, you know, he's still at the X Mansion or whatever. He's watching this shit with Jubilee. She don't want to see this shit. And he's just like, oh, yeah, you know, my wrist. You know what I mean? Like, wrist. Yo, could you loosen this shit a little bit? She's a dumbass teen. You know what I mean? She actually lets the shit open. She was like, oh, tend to your wounds. Listen, Professor X ain't tell you to do all that, bro. He literally just told you to watch this killer, man. Nigga, that showed up in the courtroom and was wilding. And all you got to do is watch. This is how you know Professor X is not a good leader, bro. Because why are you leaving
the
child to do this?
The person who just joined the team to do this.
Shit. To stay with the psychopath killer, bro. Anyway, she opens the shit. This nigga grabs her, and it was very uncomfortable watching this. Yeah. I was like, why are you grabbing her that tightly? You could just hold her wrist, bro. Like, you ain't have to, like, hug her. Like, you was like the creepy uncle.
He was on
like,
some sick shit.
It was made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Here's anyway, where we take the pin out of something. Pin? Because guess who?
Before you even say, let me lead it. Yeah. Before you even say, because he's, like, holding her, and he's like, oh, I can't wait to fuck this whole mansion up. Because he was like, yo, I'm going to crush you if you don't free my other hand. Which, to me, he could have just ripped the shit open with his claws or whatever. But, you know, dramatics.
Yeah.
She opens the shit, and he's just like, ooh, like, I'm going to kill you quick for letting me out. Good looks. And then I'm going to tear this fucking base up, bro. Because you thought that nigga getting in my head was going to make me good. Nigga,
part of the team.
I fuck with killing. My name is Sabretooth, nigga.
Yeah, I made my man Saul, by the way.
Yeah. So then he's just like, yo, as much as I like killing you and tearing this mansion up, the only thing that could have made this shit better, nigga, is if I could have fucked that nigga Wolverine up too. And all you saw, nigga, he wasn't even that far.
Nigga,
he was there the whole time, nigga.
He was watching behind the fucking computer.
Because as soon as he got that sent, he was like, watch. Be careful what you ask for, bub. I was like,
it was hilarious because they did the pan, and then you see Wolverine hiding behind the shit while mad shit was happening.
I was like, yo, how did Professor X not know you were still there?
I'm crying because I just know when Wolverine said, I'm out of here, he said, no, I'm going to wait till y'all leave, and I'm going to murder Sabretooth. But it was even better that Sabretooth did that bullshit because he's like, yes.
You open, yes, sir. It's murdering time, nigga. Like, I'm about to tear this nigga up. So yeah, these niggas start fighting or whatever. And I do like in the final moment where like Wolf, because he had Wolverine's claws on him, mm-hmm. and then he pushes the nigga off. He's just like, yo, you'll always be second best. And he started talking this shit now.
He started.
He pulled his pants up, nigga. He started talking that. He's like, yo, but in this business, nigga, second best don't cut it.
Yeah.
He was about to murk that nigga, son. Meanwhile, all this shit is going on, and it was pissing me off because this is one of my problems with a lot of shows. I'm giving this grace because it's the 90s. You live in the X-Mansion. You niggas got a fucking stealth jet that comes out from underneath the ground. Where's your ADT home security system,
what,
nigga?
Y'all don't got a security system? Y'all don't got motion sensors?
Y'all have something going off like, yo, niggas is fighting in here, bro. Like, they
have a danger room that can make holographic shit real.
Bro, they came back from getting their ass beat by Magneto, and the first thing these niggas do is pull out some coffee. And you even hear Cyclops say, ah, this is good. It's like, yo, bro. I'm in the other room fighting for my life.
They don't care. They don't care.
Are you serious?
Only Wolverine
right
cares.
Bro.
And it's very obvious in this show that Wolverine's the nigga that cares the most out of everybody.
What?
It's very ridiculous.
Bro, so they pull up and they're like, yo, Wolverine, again, bro? Again?
And he's just like...
And Jubilee's like, yo, no, he was about to murder me. If this nigga didn't show up, like, y'all had a dead kid. Y'all had mashed it to explain.
Yeah, y'all would have had extra dead.
This nigga, Senator Kelly's about to be president. Y'all all going to jail, bro. Y'all about to meet Beast.
It would have been over.
Y'all about to go meet Beast, bro.
Yo.
So he gets distracted or whatever. Cause he's like, yo, Professor X, I told you this nigga's my op. Like, why? And then he gets cut. This nigga caught him with like the sneaky slash. The
sneak slash.
You know what I mean? And in that moment, I also got pissed again because, one, it wasn't Jubilee's job to save Wolverine because, nigga, you just did a trauma beam on Magneto. You tell me you couldn't just fuck
trauma
up.
Trauma beam this nigga? Hit this nigga with a childhood beam again.
You was in his head in the first episode, nigga. Like, you're a piece of shit. You don't know what was going on. He's just like, Wolverine! What does that do, bro? Like, what is sticking
your
hand out?
You're not buffing the nigga.
You're not
helping him with
you
his powers.
You sticking your hand out, you're crippled. You're not going to get there, bro.
He's not doing anything, though. He can use his mind.
Bro.
He did nothing.
You just watched him about to kill Wolverine until Jubilee shoots this nigga through the door and he runs off. And now you apologizing to Wolverine.
Now you're like, yeah, you were right.
You do know him better than me. Because
I also did tell you to kill my ops.
Yeah,
so
I did tell you to ride on mine.
Kind of gaslighting.
And we kind of like nursed yours back to health. That was my fault. That was definitely my fault.
I can see the fault in that.
I can see where I went wrong in that ideal.
I hope that this does you well.
I hope you hear this and you accept my apology. You know what I mean? Man. So, yeah. So, the episode ends with Sabretooth running off and Wolverine in bed with the I told you so while he heals.
Yeah.
After this nigga, Professor X, gaslit this nigga the whole episode.
The whole fucking
episode. Rode on his op and let Wolverine's op catch him slacking in his own crib.
In his own crib. And it was fine.
And that's how the episode ended. So, like I said, as a kid, I ate all this shit up. As an adult, I ate it up again, nigga. Like,
amazing shit. And then even as an adult, it's more whimsical and it's more great.
Exactly.
Like, I like the 90s aspect of it.
Yes,
I
do
like that. It's mad real, but like it's also like a fucking Looney Tunes-ass experience.
Very much so.
Pretty dope, though. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not even gonna give it a rating because it's a classic.
Yet.
It's just fucking classic TV, bro.
I really enjoyed these episodes.
Yes,
honestly, we're gonna use really enjoyed or what the fuck was that? That's gonna
be
the rating.
Yes,
like
yes.
I really enjoyed these. First
I enjoyed four these.
Episodes.
This was because it holds up. You know what I mean, it's 2024, and I enjoy these. The pace. I didn't have a problem with the pacing. Like I said, I thought mad shit happened within these four episodes. Like mad shit got covered. In just four episodes, we had deaths. We have niggas in prison.
We have vengeance.
Niggas still in
prison.
I mean, we got gaslighting. We got mad shit happening in these episodes.
We got Holocaust.
Yeah,
beams.
We got mad shit going on. I mean, we got this nigga about
to
be president.
This nigga Magnus when his name's Magneto.
Yo, I am Trigger Finger, nigga. Like you know me in these streets, bro. And you need to start calling me Trigger Finger because
I fucked up
your team twice,
I'm
nigga.
I wonder what position B's gonna be in next when we see him.
Yo. Dead ass.
Like,
yo, and Beast the whole time can't even help y'all. Like, that nigga's in prison, like, reading poetry and shit. Like,
hopefully when he represents himself a second time, he get out.
Hopefully, instead of reading Animal Farm, nigga, you should probably
read some law books. Yeah, high key.
I don't know what you're doing, but that science shit don't translate into court, nigga.
That boy bugging out.
Especially when they got you dead to rights, because you did everything they said you did.
I'm crying.
Like, you really blew up a lab, nigga. You really did the shit. So, it's just fun for me going back to rewatch these episodes because this was my childhood. Like, this and, like,
facts.
Spider-Man. Like, these were two. Like,
I can't
you
wait
could
to do
not,
Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. They this, you know, every Saturday waking up just to watch these shits, loving this shit. Like, I am such a huge fan of the X-Men crossovers. Like, just being a huge fan of the X-Men and having that cartoon at the time was just a great experience. And just being able to do it now as an adult and kind of have adult eyes and still appreciate, you know, the underlying themes that they were talking about, but still laugh at like the Sentinel hiding and shit like that.
Fire.
I enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys are watching this. Not the, just the episode, because of course y'all watched the episode. But I mean, like, you know, just rewatch X-Men itself, like the cartoon, leading up to the premiere of X-Men 97. Because honestly, it holds up. Like, we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't lie to y'all. Like, we've come on here and slandered shit, and you know me. Like, I'm fuck that nigga Cyclops. But you know, he's still part of X-Men. He's still gang. He's just a corny nigga in the gang.
Leave him alone a little bit.
So, yeah, you got any final words before you wrap this?
Nah, not really. Oh, the Jubilee's drip.
Always.
She's exceptional. She wasn't a regular, normal child. She's an exceptional child.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine, I go where I gotta go. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, Cyclops kind of corny, but he's also a pretty good leader. He when he makes mistakes, he realizes he makes mistakes and learns from them. Storm, bad. Rogue, bad. This nigga Gambit got a fucking a shiesty that's open that shows his face.
He's this nigga think he lying though, nigga, with the chest out.
Jean also has a shiesty that shows her face and her hair, which is
she
also
got the blue shiesty. She's different.
Fuck Charles. Shout out my son Magnus, aka Trigger Fingers. You feel me? He go fucking crazy. Fuck Sabretooth forever. I really don't like that guy. Like, I really don't like that guy. He's the fucking worst.
Unlikable, son.
He's the fucking worst. But, I guess those are all my words.
The only thing I got to add to all that is the revelation it took me as an adult to really come to the realization that this nigga Morph was naked. This nigga was just morphing clothes.
He was just butt ass.
just all butt the time. Just
morphing clothes.
The minute he loses concentration, it's a real uncomfortable situation.
Trying to fucking get bullets for Wolverine.
Yo, like, the whole time.
So guy's a psychopath. We love him. R.I.P.
Yeah, I fuck with him. Other than that, Wolverine is hard not to love. It's hard not to love Wolverine. Like, literally from episode one, it's impossible not to love Wolverine. Magneto's just introduction, being mad fire. Like, I just fuck with that.
OD.
We haven't really got to see too much of Jean. You know, she'll get her time.
That's okay.
I do feel like they did underplay how powerful Storm really is.
Yeah,
because that's a fucking insane power to have. Aside from like controlling,
like, she's so weak, magnet. She can't control it.
Nigga,
what do you mean?
I control all of weather, nigga. Like, that is an insane amount of power.
That's wild elements.
What? Like, that's fucking crazy. Other than that, yeah. Like, I am just a fan, and shout out to the Drip Lord, Jubilee. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, holding it down. I gotta wear something yellow in one of these episodes just to hold her down, you know what I mean? Other than that, thank y'all for watching. As always, this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, like I said, you're welcome, you know what I mean? You get to see this episode, you get to see our faces, you know what I mean? But if you want more, you want these future episodes, because we're going to be dishing them shits out, gotta sign up for the Patreon, baby. Show it to the Gene Lannon tier, you know what I mean? I won't throw the ads and all that, because if you're on the Patreon, you already know where to find us. You know what I mean? We're on all social media sites as the Mighty Metas. I'm on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You know about my cards, Art by Dan on Etsy. You get my digital shit. You know what I mean? If you need cards today, right now, this second, you go to Digital by Dan. You know what I mean? Check out the other podcast. It's a little bit more serious, but it's super short. You know what I mean? Secret Pods. We doing some super, super serious shit on that, but at the same time, still having fun. You can find my son Colton, though.
Colton Show __ Colton, or true. The Colton Show on everywhere else, which is like Twitch, YouTube, mm-hmm. Instagram.
He's streaming.
TikTok. I also have my portfolio, theColtonShow.com.
Pizza Burger.
Which is my photography and videography.
Hey, shit is crazy.
And I also have theColtonShow.com, which is my website. And I heard from a little birdie tonight, Deviant is rounding up the people and them. Talk to like a lot of people them about a lot of
he getting the shit together.
A little anonymous things. You get what I'm saying? So we getting the shit together.
Yes, sir. Send us home, bro.
Okay, the final quote is, no! No! Don't make me see! Xavier, stop it! Stop it! And then shoots a beam at the wall and plods out sideways.
Nigga. No matter how powerful you are, you're not more powerful Magneto. Than trauma, nigga.
You're not more powerful than the Holocaust beam. High key. All right, yo, we out.